Okay, we're on Samech Aleph and Aleph. Finish the Omer. Mishnah. Iris Esu Almana. A Kohen made Erisin in a woman who was an Almana. Then Ismana Leos Kohen Gadol. And then he became Kohen Gadol. Yichnos. So we'll see the special passage tells me he's allowed to make Nesuin. Umaisa B'Yoshua Ben Gamla. Shekiddush Es Marta Bas Baitis. Yoshua Ben Gamla. It's a Kohen. And he was Makadish Marta Bas Baitis, who was an Almana. Umino Hamelech Lios Kohen Gadol, and they appointed him to be Kohen Gadol, the consul, and he finished off the marriage. Since he was engaged to her, he was already married to her with Erisin, he's allowed to continue being married to her and make Nesuin. Shomeris Yovam, Shenoflith Ne Kohen Hedjit, the Nishman Lios Kohen Gadol. Kohen died, and his wife fell before his brother, who was a Kohen Hedjit. And before he had a chance to be Konis her, she's an Almana, obviously, he became Kohen Gadol. Afopisha also a Mimer, even though he made Mimer, which is like Erisin, before he became Kohen Gadol. So it should be the same case as where you made Erisin and a woman, and then what's it called, you became Kohen Gadol, and you're allowed to continue the marriage. Right, so the halacha over here is no harisa lo yichnos. By shomeris yovam, it's different. He's not allowed, even if he made maimer, he's not allowed to continue the marriage. He has to divorce her, and that's it. No Rashi, no. Tana rabbanim, and ayin shim iris esu amonav and isman lios kohen gadol sheyichnos. Talmud lomer yikach isha. Says what's it called? An extra word, isha. Says ki im besula me'amav yikach. So it's a yikach. What's yikach isha? Yihachi shomeres yovim nami. Right? That's the case. Shomeres yovim should also be included. Similar. Isha v'lo yivama. No, yikach isha. Isha not yivama. Rashi.
Maimer is not only the
rabbanon. Maimer is only the rabbanon. Yeah, that's the chiddush. Maimer would be not Torah. It could be that it would be different. But maimer is only the rabbanon. Yeah. According to Moshe. Talmud Lomar Besula Me'am of Yikach Isha Hai Isha Lo Itzrich El Ledrasha. Next word, from there we learn Yikach Isha, that only if the Lekuchin wasn't when he was a Kohen Gadol, but if the Lekuchin was before he was a Kohen Gadol, we can finish it off. But by Shomeres Yovam, not that wasn't enough, even with Mimer, to make her already his wife, to consider it continuing the marriage. That's already like a new marriage. Maisa b'Yoshua, minohu in, nismana lo. Right, over here in the Mishnah, it's mashma, the Mishnah started, iris is someone of nismana lios kohen gadol, because it said, minohu lios kohen gadol. They appointed him to be kohen gadol. Nismana means he was appointed. And then in the Maisa, it says, Minu HaMelech. When I say Nismana, he was Nismana Leos. Why do I have to mention Minu HaMelech? Because Nismana is Mashma that he is fit to be appointed. And Minu means they appointed him even if he wasn't fit. Omer of Yosef, Ktir Kechazino Chalacha. I see a plot over here mentioned. Minu HaMelech means that he really wasn't fit to be Kohen Gadol. Tosus points out he was fit to be Kohen Gadol. Yeshua Ben Gamla was a tzaddik. But there were people more roy to be Kohen Gadol. He got in because he bribed the king. So the king appointed him. The Omer of Asi, Tarkevo de Dinre, Adelo Marta Bas Baitis, Liani Malka. Marta Bas Baitis was a rich almana, and she paid the king, Yanai Hamelech. And Tosus says this is not the Yanai who was the Kohen Gadol. Right? Yanai Hamelech, whose mother was a Sothic, whether she was Chalola or not, she was captured, and there was what's it called, two witnesses that say she was violated, and two said they're not. So Rik Shaila, whether he was kosher or not, and the Chachonim were afraid to go against him, and all Maisa and Goran Kedush. So the Maisa, what's it called, that wasn't that Yanai, because he wouldn't have let somebody else become Kohen Gadol. He was a Kohen Gadol. But it's a different Yanai. There was a different Yanai Hamelech, who wasn't a Kohen. She bribed the king to make him Kohen Gadol, and he was fit to be Kohen Gadol, but there were other people more fit. Rashi, mino in kolomer hamelech mino, aval echov hakohanim v'asanhedrin lo mino. Mashma that he was only appointed by the king, but not by the others. He wouldn't have been the choice had they not had to be forced by the king. Nishmanelo Tani Davi Mashmi the Roy Hoylatach. Nishmana is going on him. He was Nishmana, so he was Roy to be. Mino is from the outside. They appointed him, Mavdafka, that he was fit. Keter Kochazinocha, Kesha Sarishoy. There was a plot, Ani Roekan. Shalohoya Roy Latach, El Shinosan Mamun Mino. He wasn't really Roy to be the Kohen Gadol, but his wife bribed her way in. Kohen Gadol Shemes. Kohen Gadol died. Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv, right? A Kohen Gadol whose brother died, and now his almana falls to him for Yibum, right? So we already learned this case before, that even if he made Maimer before he became Kohen Gadol, he isn't Kohenes Kol Shekein. If he's a Kohen Gadol already when she becomes a Shomeris Yavam, he's not Kohenes. Okay. So Tosa says we could have learned it from the first case, but this is more specific. Choleitz v'lo miyadim. He gives chalitza. Also, you want to tell me that has to give chalitza. I may think it's bechlal, not covered for a Kohen Gadol to have chalitza. Somebody spit in his face or whatever and take off his shoe, right? So therefore, it couldn't be that there should be no chalitza at all. Kamash milan, he has to make chalitza, but he has to have chalitza, but not even. Where it says koposik v'tani lo shnom min ha'erisin v'lo shnom min ha'esui. If the wife of the brother. The brother died when he only made Erisin, so she is still a Basula, but she's an Amon. So there's a, what's it called, only a, right, it's only, she's only a, an Amon. So there is only a Lav. Yes, Amona lo yikach, but she's still a Basula. So there's no essay. Masha'en came bin hanesuin, she's not a basula, and she's also an almana. There's two reasons why a Kohen Gadol can't marry her. So Mordechai says, Bishlom min hanesuin asivalos asihu. I understand why he can't make Yibum min hanesuin, because it's an essay and a los asay. Right? Ki im basula yikach is a lav habomich lal asay, which is an essay, and almana lo yikach is a lav. The ein essay docha los asay the essay, and the mitzvah of yibum isn't docha the essay and the los asay of the iser kohuna. Ela min ha'erusin, but min ha'erusin there's only an essay. There's only a lav of almana lo yikach. So why don't we say that the essay of yibum is docha the lav of almana lo yikach? Essay docha los asay. Yavo essay v'idches los asay. Where it says gzeira be a rishon atu biyushniya. That in a chanami, really mikra adin, he could make ibum. But since the mitzvah is only the first bia, and after that she's mutter to him, but there's no mitzvah saseh to live with his wife every single time, what's it called, as ibum, so Mela, the next time he lives with her, is not going to be an esi dochalo saseh. So he's going to be awesome. So we ask that even the first bia, atu all the other ones. Rashi, choleitz koin godl, v'lo miyabim, dal monehi vasurlo. Lo sase the essay, amona lo yikach, besula yikach, velo beula. Okay.
Next.
What?
At that point, there's no lekifah.
What do you mean there's no lekifah?
She's already married. She would, you know.
No, but since. Yeah, but he. Since the. We only have a ribui that if he made the marriage before he was a Kohen Gadol. But here, lemais, you can't even finish off a marriage. You can't even continue a marriage. He has to get a divorce. Right. It's only if the marriage started that we have a special ribui before he was Kohen Gadol. But if everything happened after he was Kohen Gadol, he can't keep her. If when he was a Kohen Gadol, that's when she fell to him. She's also for all the time. He can't keep her just because one time he had a heter. Okay. Kohen Hedyet lo yisa islandis. A regular Kohen can't marry a woman who can't have children. And an islandis is not really a woman who can't have children. She has simonim. She's not really different. Her voice is deep. She doesn't have secondary sexual characteristics either. She basically has the secondary sexual characteristics of not of a woman. Not necessarily of a man, but not of a woman. Voice is different than a woman's voice, and her body cavity doesn't look like a woman's. Elim ken yesh lo isho bani. He can only marry an islandess if he already has another wife with children. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, even if he has another wife and children. So the problem here is not that he's marrying somebody who he won't be able to kind for vu. Lo yisa islandis, he's zonda hamur betorah, because an islandis is considered a zonda. Right, that it's like bias nus, an islandis. The chachamim omrim ein zonda legiores umishuchreres the sheniva la beilas nus. No, a zonda is only a giores. We said either because she is choshed that since she was a goya, she was a zonda, or we have psukim we'll see. That a gioris is considered what's it called? A goyim are considered zonas. They're considered immoral people, even if they didn't do anything wrong. And the mela gioris was a zona. That's all. Even though she didn't have any biasura. So gioris is considered a zona umishuchreres, or a shifcha who became mishuchre, just like a gioris. The sheniva lo beilas nus. And a woman who was nival l'pasul law, and Tosfos points out, only if it's chayve krisis. But l'pasul law that's not chayve krisis, Tosfos holds at least that that doesn't make her a zona. Okay. Rashi. Elin ken yesh lo bonim mishum de mitzvah mitzuvah per verivya v'uadin l'Yisrael v'gmar v'farish ami nokit kolein. This applies to any Jew. It's mechoyev to per verivya. The Gemara will discuss why he mentioned Kohen. Shehi zon amur v'tor. The Gemara mefarsh. The Gemara will say, where do we find an island? This is called a zon. Ela hagioris amishvam mishuchreres. The bias akum ve'eved pasla. So Tosfos learns because Rashi says here the reason is because she had relations right when she was a goy, and that made her a zon. But we'll see. It's machlokas in the Gemara whether that has, and that's nafkamina is if she was is mignis gaya like we had before, less than 3 years old. The shenivala bilas nus kagon yisraelis and nivelis l'pasula. The yisraelis is nivelis l'pasula makes her a zona. But Tosfos says it's only it's high decreases. Okay. Omer le reish kolusul or afunda. My time, when Mishum Piravarivya, a Piravarivya Kohanim who the Mifkadev Yisrael or Mifkadev. The reason you can't marry an islandess is because if you don't have children already, you're mechuyev to have Pruervu, and with this woman, you're not going to mekayim Pruervu, so therefore you shouldn't marry her, marry somebody who is capable of having children. So then what does it do to Kohen? Everybody is mitzuvan Pruervu, so the halach should apply equally to non Kohanim. Omerlei Mishum de Koboil, Mishne Seifa, since the Seifa. Rav Yehuda Omrafa Pishi Yesh Lo Yisho, since Rav Yehuda argues, and he says that there's a separate issur to Kohanim of marrying an islandess, even if he has children already. It's nothing to do with Pruvu. The Yesh Lo Bonim Lo Yisho islandess Shehi Zona Amura B'Torah the Azona Kohanim Hu D'Mifkadi Yisrael Lo Mifkadi Mishum Hachik Tani Kohen. It said Kohen in the Reisha, even though according to the Chachamim, the reason not to marry an islandess is equal to a Kohen and a non-Kohen. But since Rabbi Yehuda argues and says there's a special reason why a Kohen is also, even if he was Mekayim Pruervu, so it mentioned Kohen to keep the Mishnah parallel. Rashi. No Rashi here. Okay, we'll continue. A Zekena. Would be the if it's not Pruervu and she and it's impossible for her children, as long as the same thing. Yeah. It has to be Isha Bas Bun. So a person who never had children can't marry a woman who can't have children. Yeah, or unless he marries a woman also who can't have children.
Soroimain, what's the name?
What?
Soroimain.
Yeah.
What's the name on this or what's the name on this? How does some kind of a problem?
Soroimain, which said didn't have a rechen. Not that she was an islandess, but she possibly didn't have a rechem. It could be they didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right. No, she was just. She didn't have a rechem. That's what she said.